Monday is International Women's Day, and in 2010 that means 100 years since the holiday was introduced. The idea to highlight the struggle for women's rights around the world picked up a different tone, however, in communist countries like Czechoslovakia, and was largely discarded after 1989. Well, now activists in the Czech Republic want to use the 100th anniversary to reawaken the spirit of activism that Women's Day originally stood for. Christian Falvey reports.
The first Women's Day was announced at an international women's conference in Copenhagen in 1910. It was meant to be a day for confronting the issue of women's rights, particularly in the areas of voting and labor equality. When the socialist countries declared victory in these causes, though, Women's Day settled into a celebration of femininity, a day for mothers and sweethearts. The head of the Czech women's lobby, Alexandra Jachanova Doležalová, told me how it was celebrated, quite literally celebrated, in those days.
International Women's Day was like celebration of women. There was like some parties where mainly men were getting drunk. Women were getting flowers. It was more celebration of being a woman, being something special. And it was not connected to equal rights or activism, anything like that.
With the fall of communism, Women's Day vanished from the calendar. It was considered a communist red letter day in the Czech Republic, and indeed it had been. It had started out as a concept of the political left, first promoted by Western socialist parties, and in a few years helping to spark the Russian Revolution itself. Elsewhere in the world, Women's Day still means activism, but in today's Czech Republic, the associations with communism are still strong. These were some of the reactions in Prague city center, where the phrase International Women's Day draws fuzzy responses.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear about it. Actually, maybe I heard about it, but I never celebrate. I don't even know how to celebrate it.
Well, basically, I was always thinking about the International Women's Day as the Mom's Day. More or less. But it also carries, to some extent, some colors of, like, the previous regime.
March 8th, right?
Right.
I know that it's like Czechs probably don't like to celebrate it anymore because they connected with communism. I think it's like... I don't celebrate it, but we don't celebrate it in our family.
This year, though, organizations like the Czech Women's Lobby want to take advantage of the 100th anniversary to turn a page in public perception, reclaiming Women's Day from its socialist stigma and confronting the problems that women still bear in Czech society today.
There is some kind of attitude that we just want to throw away everything what was here before, and even if something might be good, we just threw it away because it was here during the communist regime.
The events planned for the week after Women's Day include theater performances, discussions, and readings. But the original spirit of Women's Day means protest. Alexandra Jachanova Doležalová plans to get people out into the streets this Women's Day to demonstrate for equal pay. But the real protest will be against the loss of the spirit of activism that still has lots of issues to deal with in this country.
We have, of course, legislation which doesn't allow discrimination. We have, like, right to abortion and so on. But in reality, the rights are not equal. There is a huge discrimination on the labor market. Women still don't have the same wages as men. There are gender stereotypes concerning, like, division of roles in the household. Only 4% of people in the high management positions are women. We have, of course, sexual violence. So really, the position is not equal yet.
Alexandra Yanukova-Doležalová talking.